Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show.
Where am I? I don't
where
know.
Where are you?
I'm in the living room. The blue paintings are by my friend Mary McGurvey, and then I have to get rid of that thing behind it. It's so gigantic. If anyone wants a gigantic print, let me know.
Cool.
Supposedly it was on the pilot of Castle. There's this place called Previously On where they sell stuff that had been on TV shows. So it's this gigantic print that I'm sick of, but I'm sure someone else will like it. Just got back from the ER second time this week.
Twice. So she must have come home and then gone right back.
She came home for a day. She dislocated her hip and then went back. And she's extreme. I don't know how she's alive. It's just she can barely breathe. And it's just the human body continues to go on. It's crazy. Yeah. But anyway.
That's where she's at. Is she overnight at the hospital or is she in a room?
I hope so. Here's what happened. So she dislocates her hip and I take her to the paramedics take her and you can't visit because of COVID, which is awesome. I'm just at home for like an hour and I'm like, this is so nice. No one's summoning me. I don't have to worry. I don't have to check on anyone. And then I get the call from St. Joe's and I'm like, they're going to keep her. And they're like, she's ready. I had fucking 60 minutes of freedom.
Oh my God. Really sums it up.
Well, listen, I mean, the thing I was thinking is with old people, you move them to a different place. They can't adjust, you know, and then they start to deteriorate faster. I think if I think she would be in better health if she'd have stayed in the Bay Area, cause she knows where all the streets are and it gets her out every day, you know? And
yeah,
I think, because in Burbank, there's a street called Olive that cuts across diagonally. And she got lost too many times. And she just stopped going out because of Olive.
Because of Olive. Mm-hmm. I've lived here 20 years, 20 odd years. And I swear to God, if I'm on San Fernando Boulevard, mm-hmm. I'm lost. If I see the word San Fernando Boulevard, I'm like, well, I might as well take myself to lunch because I have no fucking idea where I am. And so be it.
I might end up in the East Bay Area when I'm really old, just because it's in my DNA. Go back to Walnut Creek and die out up there. I'm already looking forward to it.
Well, you're looking forward to it. But I mean, that's it's so interesting that that you would want to go there when you've lived here more. How long have you lived in LA?
Well, I don't consider myself that I live in LA, but I, since 2009.
Okay. Yeah. So 11 years. Mm-hmm. It's eventually
I've been staying here for 11 years.
Mm-hmm. 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 Wow. You still have that thing that is, I mean, I have heard so many jokes about the people of the Bay Area not knowing that the people of Los Angeles are in a war with them. Have you heard that?
No, it's the reverse. Premise? It's the reverse. It's people of LA.
Nobody in LA knows that the people of San Francisco hate us.
Right. Yeah.
Right. That's the bit that I keep hearing. They're just like, oh, yeah. And you're like, still? Oh, it seems nice up there.
I mean,
you seem to be living it where you're like, I don't live here. I've never lived here.
No, that I live in New York, but I'm staying here and I'm just not able to return as frequently as I'd like right now. But
I thought it was the Walnut Creek thing.
Oh. No.
I'm lost.
Yes.
Very possible. Too much screen time, man.
God.
My brain, when it gets fried.
Yeah.
And then you can't get rid of it. That's how I feel like my brain is right now. I feel like I've had too many
frozen?
Zoom shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of days off from Zoom shows and I'm a little slightly bummed, but I'm also, it is weird to get pinned to a computer between 6 and 8 PM. It's like, those are prime hours to sort of be on a walk or something. And, And then when you get out, it's, you know, it's dark and whatever.
Right. It's getting there. I mean, it's getting lighter every, you know, every day. So there's that, you know, we do have the fact that it will get dark closer to 9 now.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's whatever.
Thanks for undercutting my point, Jackie.
I have done many shows. Oh my God.
How was your Thursday, your hour, the last hour?
Here's my dad is calling me right now and I can't take
it. Oh, did he get my DVDs? I sent him like the mother load.
The mother load.
Yeah.
I sent him a note saying, watch them and then throw them out. Do not sell them. Don't do
anything. Yeah, please. Yeah. Just break them or something.
Just break them in half.
Break them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can come get, when next time you visit him, you can
pick him up,
break him yourself.
And break him for him.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. My Thursday show actually was pretty good, actually. It was interesting, though, because I did 70 minutes, and I forgot.
Oh, my God.
And I forgot a seven-minute chunk.
Wow, yeah. So you have 77 minutes that is a working...
For the new album, yeah.
Wow. That's
too long. Nobody should have to sit through that. But Martha Kelly opened.
Yeah.
And she was very funny. She did a 10-15 set. And
I would love to see a 10-15 Martha Kelly set. Oh, my God.
Always, always. Brandy Brown's going to open for me this Thursday.
That's great.
That's good times. I want her to do so much jokes. She loves Heathcliff. The cat. The cartoon Heathcliff. And they just canceled the Minnesota State Fair, the best state fair in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were ever at Acme during the Minnesota State Fair.
Jackie, I'm not a state fair kid. We didn't do that kind of stuff.
That's because you never went to the Minnesota State Fair, because the Wisconsin State Fair blows. Mm-hmm. The Minnesota State Fair, for some reason, is amazing, and no one knows why. I don't know why.
Is that the one where where they all have to eat the corn dog?
No.
During the primary? I was thinking of Michelle Bachmann and her husband, who we all, if you remember, assumed was gay, Marcus Bachmann, and the image of him eating a corn dog was like, it was one of the most tweeted things I've ever experienced. Yeah.
I have to say that, the one of the funniest things that I never really looked into, but people love at the Minnesota State Fair, is the carving of somebody's face in butter. And like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Anyway, and there's an all you can drink milk tent.
Yeah,
that's right. The milk is free.
Okay.
Anyway, why buy the cow? But I've been doing so many shows. I did the Acme show. Lewis is going to try to do, he's doing live shows next Saturday, Friday and Saturday.
Whoa.
But so, he's not doing, he's doing it differently.
Okay.
He's doing, there's all the comics are going to be there and the staff is going to watch.
And physically in the audience? Yeah. Physically at the club?
Physically at the club, there's going to be three comics.
Okay.
There's going to be staff, but then he's going to push it to Zoom.
Interesting.
And he's going to sell those tickets, which means that...
So it'll be a live show they'll watch on Zoom?
Yep.
Okay.
Which means that, by the way, Acme is going to have to get their own Zoom account.
Are they using yours still?
Yeah. Lewis came to the show last night, and I think it really cheered him up. I don't think he's seen... this is the eighth one we've done.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's seen any stand-up since... quarantine.
Oh.
And so he was just kind of, you know, he's been crunching numbers, right?
Yeah.
He's just been crunching numbers for 3 months trying to figure out how to be able to reopen and everything.
Oh my God.
And poor bastard. And so I was like, I was psyched that, and last night's show, by the way, was one show, 8 p.m., Bent Washburn, Amber Preston. It's one of those shows, you know, when you're the, you're just, it was funnier. It's really funny for the comics.
Yeah.
Like the show itself was good. People had a good time. But it was, you know, because of how many shows we've done, even Zoom shows, it was a bit of a mess. as far as like set lists and stuff and some tech stuff. There's, you know, 150 people there, 125 mm-hmm. people, which was lighter than the previous weeks. I think I blamed it on Memorial Day weekend. What do you think? Everyone's
sure,
up at the cabin?
Let's blame the veterans. Yeah. Let's blame them.
I'm not going to blame the veterans. I'm going to blame the whenever I do like a weekend in Minnesota and there's light numbers, they always say, everybody's up at the cabins. And I was like, they don't have Wi-Fi in the cabin? They got Wi-Fi in the cabin. They still could have come. But
that seems like the smartest way to do a show.
Yeah. Where it's just the comics and the staff. And then he's got a four-camera setup.
Every time I think of ways to do a show, I'm like, oh, but what about, oh, but like it all comes back to, fuck, someone could spread COVID, right? Like,
right.
Wouldn't you, even just worrying about being your show at a club being a super spreader event, that would follow you for the rest of your life, right? If five people die because of my show at the Funny Bone, right, of COVID, that's going to be the second thing on Google about me for the rest of my life. Even if you just think of it that way,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's so, I feel like the government still is so fucked up. There's no federal response. We don't know numbers wise. We don't know how contagious it is really, because we don't know how many people have it, because there's not being tested. It's so dicey. You know, there was just like another thing where, a hair salon opened up in Missouri, and one of the stylists was sick. She exposed 91 people to it.
Oh,
and people are, you know, like, no one's getting paid to not work. I mean, you can't, $600 a week can't keep you home successfully.
Right.
Well, you know,
it's not like
a stylist from Great Clips is going to have $20,000 in the bank to hang on to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. There's no, I mean, whenever I see these people, everyone thinks that it's a conspiracy that the masks caused the problem themselves, and that, you know, there's all these QAnon, you know, just moonies, man. They're just a bunch of moonies.
But
there's no treatment. That's why I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, and
if there was because there's no vaccine for AIDS, there's no vaccine
right.
for HIV, but there was a treatment. They know how to treat the symptoms, and then if your body lives, you win, right?
Yeah.
They don't
cocktail.
Even have a standardized treatment for this thing.
No,
so
not
I'm not
at
going.
All.
I'm not getting on a plane.
They're still finding out what it is. Quinn Cummings said a friend of hers' husband got in, is blind from it. Like, it keeps attacking in different ways. Like, I don't know if it's getting smarter or they're just figuring out some things are tied to COVID that they didn't realize before.
Yeah. Yeah.
But shoot, I mean, there's some other thing I was going to think. Oh, I'm sure it'll come back to me. But,
right.
But I mean, if you're a comic on stage, you're getting it from all sides. Like, I guess the servers are going to be way far in the back, right?
So
they're not going to
be back, and they'll be in masks. The
right.
audience is going to be in masks.
How are you going to make it? Here's the thing. Like, I was thinking, any audience member that would come to a show now maskless,
yeah.
that person has been careless for a long time, right? So
right.
the odds are higher that that person could be asymptomatic or something. But you're not going to have hospital workers in full gowns coming to a comedy show yet. You're going to have assholes coming to a comedy show.
Yep.
And it's weird because I got offered a week. I got offered a week in a regular room.
Put it in the chat. What town?
I'm not even going to say, but it's a town that is currently a hotspot it's
Rio de Janeiro? Wait, you have to put it in the
fucking chat. No.
Come on.
No. I'll put it in a chat, but I'm holding my iPad. So I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But I would have had to fly cross country. You know, that's dangerous being with that air recycled air.
I got a great email from Delta. Okay, but go ahead.
Okay.
You'd stay at a hotel.
Yeah. Stay in a hotel. And, you know, and in terms of maintaining social distancing, that is all up to, you know, how it's interpreted. Does that mean everyone's 6 feet away from me? Can I say, I mean, what I would say is everyone in the audience has to be fully masked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if someone pulls their mask up to eat and they maybe they leave their nose exposed, I'm going to interrupt a chunk to tell someone to cover their fucking nose. How many times am I going to do that? I don't want to be a mother of audience members who don't remember to put their masks back on. You know?
The fact that they're opening up preschools right now, that's insane. Yeah. Yeah. You can't tell a 3-year-old to leave their mask on and not to touch anything. You're out of your, you're out of your damn mind.
Well,
I'll tell you this. Go ahead.
So here's the thing. I said no. I just said, I'm, mostly it was a flight, but then when I started thinking about all the things I'd be worrying about on stage while I was looking at the audience, including any time they laughed really hard.
Right.
You know? Like, hey, sit back a few rows if you really find me funny. Please. Why don't we have that asshole who hates me sit up front? That's okay. But you, go back. Like, I don't know that I'd even have a good time on stage.
You would not. It would be, the whole thing is fraught with peril. And there's no reason to even go there because it's, I got a great email from Delta that actually almost soothed me enough to think that I would get back on Delta. Because they were talking about how they've updated all their ventilation systems on their planes.
Yeah.
To amazingly, you know, like outside air and all this thing. And so, and then everybody has to wear a mask the whole time.
Right.
And they give out masks.
Okay.
They're actually providing them. Well, it all sounds well and good until you think, well, I'm also spending 3 hours at an airport that doesn't have those things. That everyone has touched every surface and it's all completely foul and there isn't enough Purell in the world for me to walk into an airport right now.
Plus, achoo. What if the row behind you just sneezes?
Right, and then I get it on my neck. You. Hoodie up. I will say, and then, you know, my niece is in the National Guard.
Okay.
She was deployed in, I might have told you this story already, but she's in Montana, right? She's in the Montana National Guard. And
okay.
They were checking temperatures or something of people as they landed at airports and stuff like that. And she's deployed for a month. And she was staying at a Marriott. And I said, you're just staying in a hotel. And she said, here's what they did. They clean the room. Then they leave it empty for 3 days, and then they check someone in. Someone checks out. Nobody goes in for 3 days. Then they clean it, and then they have to leave it empty for 3 days.
Okay.
And the next person can move in. I was like, that sounds hugely profitable.
How is anyone going to stay in business? You know? Oh, my God.
Maybe that's not the point. Maybe we all just have to go, that's why we have to, you know, sort of – really get in, you know,
what do you
each
mean?
Other. We really have to help each other.
What? How are we going to help Marriott? Money. Why should I help Marriott?
Well, it's not Marriott. It's you know, the person in front of you doesn't have, you know,
you're already doing it, right? Yeah.
I mean, that's what we have to worry about. It's not helping Marriott. I'm not going to sweat Marriott. Marriott's going to be fine. I'm sure Donald Trump will bail out Marriott. But I think that, you know, the dude standing in front of my 7-Eleven, by the way, my 7-Eleven has got it going on. He is not playing. That guy, he's got like a roll down plastic that's very in between you and him.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything, you know, go pick up your nonsense, do whatever you want. He's not being any part of it. And then he's got gloves and so it's.
I just ordered those visors with the shield that comes down.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what.
Oh, speaking of which, your masks are hilarious.
Okay. So here's what happened. So I made three different styles. I made one that's two of them that said asymptomatic, one that said pretend I have COVID, and one that said you're welcome.
Yes.
So you're welcome felt sort of hostile. When I was walking around, like I kind of look like an asshole because everyone's wearing a mask. So I'm in a masked area, but it'd be something to wear, you know, But why would you be around people that weren't masked anyway?
Yeah, you would leave. You would leave. As soon as you see anyone without a mask, I don't go in.
Yeah.
Fuck those people.
So then I wore asymptomatic to a nursery because I was picking up plants. And this is the same nursery where like a week earlier, the guy said he had COVID in January, so it was no big deal. And his mask was, you know, in his mouth or whatever. It was, his nose was sticking out. And so women fled. Like I walked into a row and a woman sees me and she backs away like I'm like I'm holding a grenade. Women are great. Guys either can't read or they don't understand words because the nursery owner didn't give a shit. He's like, yeah, those flowers, blah, 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 blah. It was interesting.
I have a better nursery.
I did feel like that one, I felt like which might be unnecessarily terrifying to like a cashier. Like they're already, you know,
yeah, they're already stressed out. Yeah.
Because you could go, what do you mean you're asymptomatic? Do you have, you know what I mean? Which would stress someone out for a little bit. And then the pretend I have COVID, which obviously says I don't have COVID. I just want you to act like I do. That's when I wore that when I dropped my mom off at the ER the first time this week. And the nurse was like, that's great. I love it. So that might be my preferred one. Maybe I'll get some more of those. They were kind of expensive. It was like $44 for all four of them. Ooh. But you know, whatever.
Yeah. The one that I got says, butter emails and,
Yeah.
And it actually doesn't, it doesn't wear very well.
Yeah.
The one that actually wears better, and they're just cloth masks, right?
I mean,
they aren't doing anything but being good about if I cough in my life or just, you know, that I give a shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I kind of like you're welcome. And, I did see one that said not paranoid, just polite. I thought
that's good. I thought that was good.
Pretty good.
How about one just says fuck you? Like let's stop trying to be nuanced.
Fuck right. You. Right. It sounds expensive. It sounds expensive for, I don't know that I would wear it. But it's yeah. So I have so many shows this week and I'm so zoomed out. But I wanna do all the shows, right? I need to work.
Yeah.
I signed the contract for the label.
Which one?
800 Pound Gorilla.
Oh, cool.
That's so what I'm going with.
So the one you're working on right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how have you decided to record it? Have you decided yet? You're going to wait and see how things are shaken up? Or
I assume I'll be recording it in January of 2021.
Okay.
But here's the good news. I'm doing it again. I think I'm going to do it again this way on Thursday. And 65 people came on Thursday.
That's amazing.
It is amazing because people are literally watching me work on the same hour.
No, and they're coming back?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've gotten several emails going, you know, this is fascinating watching you actually work on these bits and see how they tighten up and stuff. And I was like, well, thank God. Thank God you give a shit. Because and I'm, you know, and I'm paying the openers, you know, people who are opening because that's, you know, because I'm asking people to pay. Though I'm also I'm a little shy. You know, if people have jobs, I'm cool with it. And I say in the thing, if you don't have the money but you want to come see where it's at, you can still come. But if you have a job and you have $10, you should give me more or less than $10. You can, it's whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And the first couple of times I did it, it was actually quite lucrative. If you remember correctly, you know, it was days ago, it was $800.
Yeah.
Well, it's been mostly about $150-$200. And that's fine, you know, because the audience is repeated. And the way the math on the money, I feel like I'm always talking about money on this fucking show, but
I'm obsessed with money. So please talk more about it.
I am obsessed with money too. And it is my main income. So I did get my sound exchange money and it was.
Sound exchange wasn't bad this month.
No, it was the same though. It was exactly the same.
Mine was up a little bit.
Yeah. And it's whatever I'm averaging a month. And I would have thought it would have gone up. But And then, oh, I had 20 tracks that had been claimed by other people.
What?
Yeah, and so I've spent 3 months kind of back and forth with my old label trying to get the distributor, who I think it must have been an accident, but it was taking too long for them. Like every month, I would get a new thing saying these 18 tracks are still in dispute, and now that they're in dispute, nobody's getting paid for them. And it was the distribution people who have the rights to put my album on YouTube.
Right.
It's called Orchard, and they do a perfectly good job. And it's nice, quite honestly, when I want to send somebody a clip of a track. Because, I mean, I could send it via Amazon, but Amazon actually, I don't know that all of my albums are free unless you have the Amazon Music. Like, mm-hmm. I think only a couple of them come with Prime. And if you have Amazon Music, you get them all. But they're all on YouTube. But Orchard, for some reason, had claimed them all for Spotify and Pandora as well, these 18 tracks. And so for 3 months, I've been like, hey, can you get them to undo that? And then this month, I was like, well, I'm done. I called Sound Exchange, and they were like, well, the email to the actual people who've claimed it is right there. So I sent them a very polite note saying, hey, could you let this go? And moments later, 17 minutes later, they're like, yeah, we relinquished it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And but then there was
Spotify and Pandora pay shit though, right?
Yeah, but they play the shit out of my stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
it ends up being a decent amount of money.
Yeah. I mean, it matters.
Okay.
And they're mine, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
And then the other one was, Warner Brothers Music. Warner Music had accidentally claimed one of my tracks. And I just went right to the email with them, and I was like, hey, what's going on? And like literally less than 2 minutes later, some woman emailed me back and said, relinquished. Sorry about that.
So oh, I my think God.
That, yeah.
How did you even find that out?
If you have to do sort of a Sound Exchange search under your name.
Okay.
And then under different iterations of your name, like if somebody had changed the spelling of your name.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And the ones that Orchard had accidentally done, my name was all in lowercase. So it didn't come up normally.
And
like the J and the K were lowercase. It didn't come up under J capitalized, K capitalized.
And when you search Sound Exchange for variations of your name, how do you know that you're not getting paid for those? Like, is there
it's on the line, it has who gets the royalties, what the percentage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And do they have to give back money that they had taken?
Yeah, except for that with Sound Exchange, the way that works is if they've accidentally paid you for something that they realize they shouldn't have, they just take it going forward. So you wouldn't get a check for a couple of months if they accidentally paid you for something.
Okay, so they...
It happened to Rontowski, where they accidentally paid her for something, and then she had to pay it back, and they did it within...
Oh, I see.
She was very irritated. She's like, this is your error. This is annoying that I'm not getting whatever this is every month. But
yeah.
Okay. Hey, do you guys want to do a break?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, I'm Janet Varney, host of the JV Club podcast. Ah, high school. Was it a time of adventure, romance, and discovery?
Class of 95, we did it!
Or a time of angst, disappointment, and confusion.
We're all tied together by 4 years of trauma at this place, but enjoy adulthood, I guess.
The truth is, it was both. So join me on the JV Club podcast, where I invite some great friends like Kristen Bell, Angela Kinsey, Oscar Nunez, Neil Patrick Harris, and Keegan Michael Key to talk about high school, the good, the bad, and everything in between.
My teenage mood swings are getting harder to manage.
The JV Club. Find it on Maximum Fun.
And then, so we did one break. Let's do the comic of the week.
Yeah.
And Katie Hughes, Atlanta.
Oh, she's so funny. I love a low energy female comic. To me, that is so ballsy. Just go, you know what? I'm going to tell this joke on my time, motherfuckers. And you sit and watch me. I love it. She's very, first joke on her YouTube, or whatever I saw on YouTube,
made
me laugh. Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. Very
That's
fun.
Awesome. And it's under Katie Bruise, B-R-U-I-S-E, at Katie okay. Bruise on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
And yeah, Atlanta comic, very funny. Work of the road, grinding.
Where did you work with her?
I've met her. She came to Comedy Brunch when she was visiting once.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I think I saw her in Atlanta.
Oh, I thought you did a Zoom show with her or something.
No, I haven't done, I've done some great Zoom shows though with some comics I've never.
Me, I've got a list of ladies I've worked with on, again, so many more women are doing Zoom shows than dudes. It's in terms of versus what I saw on physical shows, you know, don't know, maybe women are more willing to.
The gatekeepers don't exist anymore and women can get stage time. It's kind of awesome.
Little bit.
I'm doing Ask Me Another on Tuesday.
If you're asking
me to do that, that'll be fun.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm doing a benefit for some children's thing this week. On Wednesday, I'm doing a benefit to get soap and maybe masks. I think it's just soap and stuff to Africa for Eric Passaggia. You remember
just
that guy?
Soap? Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Not even soap.
Yeah, and then I'm going to do another Thursday, 1 p.m., next Sunday I'm doing Sammy Obiad.
The clean show. Oh, it's fun. Yeah, yeah. Super.
You're doing the Armed Forces thing on Friday, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got some shows. I've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think booked of next week. Earlier in the week. What?
I did that show, that Armed Services, that ASAP thing.
Yeah.
It was super fun, actually. And it was not your favorite because it's just the other comics.
Yeah.
On the Zoom and then they push it. But the other comics are super young comics. And then there's like three service members who run the event. So
okay. That sounds fun. Whatever. Yeah. You know what? It's a pandemic. You can't be picky.
I love that attitude. I'm writing it down.
So somebody else took the week I turned down and she and I were texting or DMing about it. I understood her reasoning. Like she's just a solo lady and, this is how she pays her rent and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no other way to make money. You can't Lyft, you can't Uber, you know, Postmates pays shit. There's no other way for comics to make money right now. You know, and they might cut off unemployment in July or something. So it's
mm-hmm. Yep.
Also, I feel like, you know, who am I to talk? Because I have a job, so I have less pressure. So for me to say don't do live shows is, you know, who cares?
It's hard. Right? Yeah, who cares what I think? Yeah, it comes from a different place for sure. But I have to say, I got this, Andy and I got the stimulus checks.
Hey, wee!
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's me
that
and
took a
Exxon.
While.
We're both getting bailed out.
No, Exxon is not. That's a different thing. The PPP is a different. Did you get a PPP loan?
No, I never. I haven't applied for unemployment or any of the loans. I talked to my bank about it. They said it was too late, but I don't think it was. But I think that everyone was just kind of bored, and I was like, okay. And I was.
They were probably overwhelmed.
Yeah, and I am doing some shows, and I wonder if Sound Exchange counts. But I cashed the $2,400.
Well, I mean, against unemployment, I'm not sure. But if they do another round, and they might, you know, who knows how bad things are going to get? You should apply for it because I got a loan because all you have to do is think say it's there's uncertainty, which there is. I've already lost road work, so it's like a couple weeks of road work, and. Yeah. You have to pay your employee, who is you.
Mm-hmm.
So any comic that's incorporated, you are your own employee. You are eligible to apply for this loan, and most of it is forgiven. So just don't spend all of it. And then when you have to pay it back, you just pay back that third or fourth of the amount of the loan.
Right. I'm supposed to...
You just texted me a name.
Right. And it's been pushed to next year. that gig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're not trying to do anything for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 2020 would be a wash.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We went and picked up comic books. Diamond is working. So they're distributing comic books again.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but we essentially drove up to the comic book store.
Yeah.
Paid over the phone and popped the trunk, and she put the comic books in the trunk.
Kind of like a flapper's delivery.
Yeah, a little flapper's.
Yeah.
And I ordered groceries yesterday, and the couple who came and delivered first tried to deliver so much food that wasn't mine. It was not.
Oh,
my,
no.
It was literally like two 12 packs of LaCroix, three 12 packs of what's call it, Diet Coke, and then like three bags of groceries. And as they were stacking them on the porch, I was like, no, stop. And I had to literally open the door and go, you guys. And then they took it away. They came back. They left what looked like mine, except for that it had free ice cream in it. I don't know who didn't get their ice cream.
Sorry for that person. I'm sure they were counting on it.
Skinny cow pretzel bites? I don't know how sad they were. It's
awful.
It's a weird.
You did them a favor. This is a minor complaint, but I felt it virulently. I ordered Chinese food, you know, and they delivered it and to the house, and it came with 8 forks. And I'm like, first of all, I have fucking forks. What do you think? I live. Right. I just eat with my hands all day long. We have silverware here.
Right.
It's not takeout. It's delivery. And this is so wasteful. Costing you money, right? The environment a problem. They're not recyclable, right?
Right. Right. Because they're too
so
little.
So I just want to remember to remind myself to say in all caps, no utensils, please.
Yeah. I got ramen soup from the, it's kind of over by you, Magnolia by Republic of Pie. You know where that is on Lancashire and Magnolia?
Yeah.
There's a ramen place there called Tanishi, I think. And they have a really good ramen. But they sent with, you know, we went and picked it up, again, curbside. And she gave me two bags, one that had all the soup in it, and the other one had a free roll of toilet paper.
Nice.
That was their bonus for ordering from them.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I forgot. I came up with a tag that perfectly ends a bit that would be on my new album. I'm like, now what? I can't get that tag in.
You can't get that tag in, but you could. That means that when they're listening to you do that bit from your old album, there's a new joke. It's a little gift for them at the end of it.
Maybe. No, it's a gift they won't receive unless
they'll receive
it
in real life.
In Zoom?
If you do that old bit.
What if I could I just record myself saying it and could they seamlessly edit it in
this glass and cut my own?
Is that possible? It's just one line. Yeah. My voice will sound, maybe I'll make an announcement at the beginning of the album. I did add a line here. That's going to sound a little different. It's going to make, they'll listen really hard to the whole thing. Right.
Kyle has stepped away from the microphone. He can't face it. He's not wrong.
Oh.
I got a lot of hair. I can't believe my hair situation. It's out of hand.
Mine is pretty long as well.
There's trouble. Anyway. Yeah, you can't put in new tags.
Come on, why not?
I don't know. It feels like something from The Simpsons.
There's no rules anymore. I can do what I want.
It does feel a little bit like the zombie, the Walking Dead, as we create new societies. And one of those societies is you getting to just interject new tags in the middle of your bits.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor? You know what the world needs right now is an album that was taped in front of a live audience that they might purchase.
You know what? First of all, I did a show with a podcast with some other female comics, and I am not remotely as behind as they are. somebody recorded theirs in June and somebody else's is 2 years old and they can't seem to get it out. So get off my ass. Mine's only from November or October. It's not too bad. I'm trying to, I re-picked up my project of listening to my old sets and.
Instead, yes.
Because I have a little, it seems like I wanted to do something where I just, because I was saying my age all the time. And as I'm aging up, you know, my voice changes and all that. And my, however I look changes. And, but apparently around age 29, I stopped announcing my age to the audience. So I'm like, I'm listening, hoping there's a rogue show at like Harvey's where I just threw it out there. I don't know. Maybe I think, I don't know if I gave up or I was like, oh, I'm almost 30. I should keep this on the DL for a couple of years. But then right around 40, I just said, fuck it. You know, everyone knows, whatever, it's over.
I've actually been in one of the setups. I've been toying with saying that I'm 54. Cause I usually just say that I'm 100. Right.
Yeah.
Cause for decades I said that I was born 100 and now I'm like, oh look, I'm currently 100. But, in the setup I did 54, which kind of helps cause, it makes the audience, even on Zoom, they're like, what? And, cause nobody ever tells anyone they're 54. What a weird age. But I think it's good for the joke.
I think so too. I think when you are overly vague, people spend a little energy wondering what age you are, right, you know, like right. Either don't address it at all or do. But if you're like, cause whenever someone's like, I'm in my 30s, I'm like, well, that's kind of a range. Are you 31 or are you 39? And then I think, well, you know what, if you were 31, you'd probably say that instead of in your 30s.
Yeah,
but if you're 30, expounding. If you're 37 or 38, you know, you go, I'm in my 30s. So all that me thinking all that is me not paying attention to the setup of the joke because I'm trying to figure out how old you are.
Right.
I say, just say your age or don't mention it at all. And if you don't mention it at all and no joke needs your age in it, they'll automatically think you're younger than you are.
I wonder, probably. You know what? I have all my albums transcribed, which is important when you're doing a new album. And I forget if I've ever put the thing about my age in, how my husband takes a core sample twice a week. It's a mining joke. It's a mining joke.
I thought it was some kind of tree joke, but either way, I thought it was an age thing.
Oh, you're right. No, core sample. Core sample is a tree joke. What was the other one?
I don't know. Do you not even get your own joke, Jackie? Now that's
sometimes. Sometimes I'm just still writing. Oh yeah. Hey, let's do the second.
Oh, okay.
Max Fun Break.
Judge John Hodgman won a Webby in the comedy podcast category. After 10 years of production, Judge John Hodgman has finally won the Susan Lucci of the Webbies. What is Judge John Hodgman?
Comedy writer and television personality John Hodgman settles disputes between friends, family, coworkers, partners, and more.
Is Machine Gun a robot?
Should a grown adult tell his parents about his tattoos?
Should a family be compelled to wear matching outfits on vacation?
Listen to Judge John Hodgman to find out the answers to these age-old disputes and more.
If you haven't listened to Judge John Hodgman, now is a great time to start.
Judge John Hodgman is available on MaximumFun.org and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking forward? Did you want to do the thing that Flapper sent us?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get Marcella out of retirement. She's aggressively anti-Zoom comedy, but maybe we can get her to do a spot on our show.
That's unusual.
That would be our goal. Okay, yeah. I'll give it a shot.
I got Martha Kelly to do one. So
yes.
If you can get Marcella to do one, there you go. Live
okay. All right. That's cool.
And,
right now it's peace in the house. My son is, here's the thing. The person living in the garage is my son's father.
Mm-hmm.
And, my son is really, he's been spending a lot of time with his dad.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
He's loving this. This is like the best
Birthday present ever. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if you are a fan of mine and you know my closer from 2009 to 2013, you know, our relationship ended acrimoniously. Yes. But we can be polite. It's fine. You know, he's a comic, and if like every, like he's in a situation where he's not able to earn an income, and it's a tough spot. And my, he's hanging out with my kid and they're doing stuff, and my kid's never been happier. So my kid goes in between both worlds. He's like 3 feet away from each, you know, each world now. And, but I don't have a garage to go to.
Right.
I put the good TV in the garage. I'm like, oh, I'm going to make this fucking sweet so I can just chill out when I'm and get away from my mom. But now, you know, that's taken, but you know, it's okay. But, so I'm finally in the house by myself. Like my mom is in here and, you know, I mean, I hope she's okay, but needs to be hospitalized for a week.
Right. Right. And then, and your young man is in the garage hanging out with his.
Yeah.
Niece.
Yeah.
So you have the whole house to yourself for a second.
For a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm spending it on Zoom.
On Zoom. Like you do. I did the show that I did on Saturday night was I did it in the new room off the garage.
And oh, how exciting.
It's exciting, except for that there's nothing like the way I have this set up.
Yeah.
And I've taken, by the way, to doing it seated, stand up.
Okay.
Because I'm shouting into the internet for 20 to 60 minutes. I would like to sit. Because my voice is always scratchy the next day after I do a bunch of shows, and then I freak out, and then I'm like, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm shouting into the internet. And, but
so you're talking louder in your room than you are when you're on stage?
I think it's just different energy.
Okay.
Like I am mic'd. I'm mic'd as much as I am anywhere.
You know what? You might be right, because a lot of time when you're performing, you're using your whole body to tell the joke, even if you don't, you know, aren't, you know, wiggly or whatever, or humping chairs, you're still the way you're standing. Part of that helps you tell your joke.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's all vocal and neck up, which isn't how we normally perform. So maybe more energy is going into your neck and your face when you're doing sets in your throat.
That's and the exhaustion is just different. You know, it's just a different kind of tired.
Yes.
And, but I do think that I need to do the shows in here, or I have to, like, cause at least in here I've got that poster of my, second album behind me, and it's got my name on it. There's something going on in the garage. We haven't fixed it yet, and there's nothing on the walls, and it's all white. So I was using like those virtual backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because my Wi-Fi, because my video card isn't as nice. It isn't good. It isn't working.
You're experimenting right now. Am I correct?
Yeah. It's bad. Yeah. And it's better in there because it's a completely white background. But I was just getting lost into it because of my video card in my laptop. So I clearly, like, my laptop is old-ish. So I would like to put something real behind me. Just a white background was kind of distracting. There was somebody who complained about the show on Saturday night. And I get all the emails because it's my Zoom account.
Oh my God. What did they complain? What did they say?
I think that they had, I got one complaint where it was clearly their internet was bad because they got kicked off.
Yeah.
And there was one that was, just a guy saying that he left after an hour cause he wasn't entertained. And I was like, well then it's just like real stand up. You're not going to like every show, buddy. That's
wow.
the way it goes. And he missed out because if he missed Bent Washburn's set, and I've been mixing it up, you know, like we're not doing one. I'm not doing the Saturday, I don't think, unless Lewis contacts me.
Hey, did he lose my phone number? What the fuck?
Well, yeah, if you want to do it. Oh my God. Somebody called me and asked if they could do the show, like a comic. Yeah. They were like, hey, I see that you're helping book Acme. Can I do one of the Zoom shows?
Whoa.
Not and I was that. Like, yeah. And so I was like, yeah, everyone can do the shows.
Oh, well, yeah.
Especially if you have a mailing list.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be listed as helping book Acme. You don't want that in your life.
Ever. Yeah. Oh, my God. The booking of comedy and just trying to be of some use to it because I want the club to be there, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that's the smartest way to do it, what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, where it's just staff and comics. And you can control it.
Yeah.
You can't control it once you invite. And, like, I read some article they were talking about, you know, over the Memorial Day weekend. By the way, I live in a neighborhood that there's always helicopters. But now there's even more because it's, like, last night there was the biggest fucking party down the block from my house.
No.
With fireworks. With
oh, my God.
Like, city quality, it's so loud. I feel like it was the 2 weeks that I was in Iraq that one time.
Oh my
and,
God.
It was just so fucking loud. I was like, I don't like you people. I don't know who you are, but I don't like you. And it was loud.
Has regular crime gone down because now having a party is considered a crime? Like people have been urged to break the law. Instead of raping, they're like, I'm just gonna throw a party.
Yeah. You I don't think? Know. I do know that car accidents are down, but fatal car accidents are up.
Yeah, that's
people are driving crazy.
Yeah, when I took my kid out a couple of weeks ago, when we were driving up the PCH, there were some crazy drivers, and I was like, "Ooh, this doesn't feel good." We haven't done it again. I would love to go on a drive, but you know, I don't want to die during a pandemic from a car accident.
It does feel anticlimactic.
Yes.
Are you doing any shows tonight? You got anything?
No, I don't have anything till Thursday.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. I haven't thrown my own Zoom show yet, but maybe I should. Yeah. We are not working tomorrow. This is a hiatus week, so we finished the hiatus and unpaid. But my PPP snuck in, right?
Oh, good. That's awesome.
And and it's weird. I had to set up a payroll and put myself on a payroll account so that it, you know, we can show the government I paid my employee myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would have had a week of work this week. I think this is the weekend I was up in Seattle anyway. So, it's supplementing, it's taking if the PPP loan will be paying me the road week money. The Harvey's week just fell apart this week too at the improv in Lake Tahoe, which I figured it would.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have felt comfortable doing it had it not, because a casino, holy fuck, that's just so.
Well, that sounds insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's, I think my next big, I think everything's been canceled through June and July.
Yeah.
And so my next week that I'm scheduled to go out is August, and it's Dr. Grin's in Michigan. In what, you know what Dr. Grin's is in, right? It's in a complex where there's a dance floor,
it is.
And then there's a karaoke bar, and then there's a comedy club, and then there's a dive bar. I mean, it's like, or dueling pianos or some fucking thing. Whatever it is it's an entertainment complex.
That is worrying. It does have a gigantic ceiling. There is a lot of space, and there's a lot of air for any droplets to go in. They're not, I don't know. I mean, you got to, you know, think when you get closer to August and see what's happening in Grand Rapids. You're saying we have to be fucking come medical experts, you know, because we can't trust the government to tell us the right thing.
Right.
I saw the name you just texted me. Yes.
Did you see that article?
I did. Yes.
That was crazy commentary on that guy's part.
Yeah. Listen, and I love Jeff Dye. I think Jeff Dye is really funny, but I would not take any medical advice from Jeff Dye.
I didn't read his comment. I read.
Yeah, he worked a club too. So you know, I hope everyone's healthy.
These guys are all single parents, right? Or they're single.
Jeff
guys
is Jeff's a single guy, and then Brad has a kid.
Brad Williams has a brand new baby.
I mean, you do understand the need for income when you have a brand new baby, because they eat breast milk and dollars. That's all they do all day long. I mean, you know, I don't know. Again, I'm less concerned with the comics that are going out and more concerned with the people in the audience who would go out to a comedy club and not wear a mask. You know, the comics are very vulnerable. You can't wear a mask and do stand up, you know? So the least the audience could do to protect the comedian and the servers is wear a mask. And they weren't, you know, people aren't voluntarily doing that. So you're making the comics either go, all right, well, you know, cross my fingers and hope this thing isn't as bad as they say it is, or police the room. And then you're not doing stand up. Now you're just checking everyone's masks during every joke. It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't want to have to bounce
and
the room.
You don't want to make the servers do it either. I mean, they have a hard enough time just getting people to pay their tabs, much less poke, you know, tip on the shoulder. Hey, can you, your mask has to cover your nose. I had fucking COVID in January. Now there's that argument happening during the show. Then a bouncer's got to remove this guy who's going to start talking and spraying COVID possibly all over you. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I would want, I'd need to search the Facebook profiles of every audience member coming to my show just to see what kind of shit they post before I feel comfortable performing in front of them. There's a bunch of people I feel comfortable performing in front of because I know they're super careful, right? They come in with a mask and a visor and, you know, if they've been quarantining, hey, let's do 6 feet apart. I think we can make it work, but that's a lot of work for one show.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
The thing is I think that a lot of people don't want to do the Zoom shows because they think it's a lot of work. How much work is our live shows going to be, you know? And
they're not going to pay as much because the club's not making as much, you know?
Yeah, they can't.
A door deal on 75 people,
yeah,
right? And you're flying out there too?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only state I trust right now is Washington State because our governor did a great job, and also San Francisco, right? I would trust San Francisco and Seattle if they told a comedy club you could reopen and here's what you got to do. I would go, they've been so careful and very successful and went to the low, especially San Francisco, low death rate. I definitely consider it.
I have
Missouri? Fuck no. What?
Somebody emailed me and said, weren't you at the Kansas City Comedy Club and there was only 7 people there anyway? And I was like, hey, I was there in the first 5 weeks of that club. So I think, why don't we cut them some slack as far as...
I say blame COVID for that, not yourself or the club. All right. We're finished with this shit, right?
We sure are.
Yay.
I only have 58.40.
Oh, I had it going just about on the money.
Oh, good. Who cares? I'm in.
All right.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.